with the Serbian example.
Brief. I think one of the messages Dragana has shared is that it's difficult to monitor on-site sanitation. It's also difficult to monitor centralized wastewater treatment and sewage treatment plants, but at least there, you know where the plants are, you know what kind of technologies they're using, you know where the sewers are. When it comes to monitoring on-site sanitation, there's a lot of decentralized infrastructure, and you don't really know what it is or how well it's been built, maintained, or operated. So for non-sewered sanitation to be counted as safely managed, it should be an improved sanitation facility. It should not be shared among multiple households. The pit or the tank should actually contain the waste and prevent it from leaking into the nearby environment. And then all that type of data normally should be collected at the household level. But then maybe that tank is emptied. Well, what happens then? Where does the truck go? What treatment does it receive? That is a different type of information. There you need the service providers, the regulators to have routine data on emptying and treatment. And maybe that gets counted as safely managed. Or maybe that tank is not emptied. And as long as it's well contained, for SDG purposes, it's not doing anyone any harm, that counts as safely managed sanitation. That might not meet national standards, because national standards sometimes require a frequent emptying. I bought a house in France a little while ago. It has a septic tank that's 50 years old. It's never been emptied.
Wow.
It's not overflowing. There's no smells or pools. So for the SDGs, it's fine. For the government of France, it's not fine. So I have been given a time period to bring it into compliance with national norms. But seriously, there's a critical difference between meeting national norms and counting as safely managed sanitation for the SDGs. And actually, national norms are often much stricter than the SDGs. Also, groundwater contamination from on-site sanitation. Big problem for local authorities, for national governments. It's not part of the SDG framework. So because of this complicated monitoring framework, for the past several years, the JMP has been working on a project to develop or pilot or improve tools for monitoring on-site sanitation. We've had pilot experience with 6 countries, including Serbia, that's completed in 2022. And now we're starting an additional phase with 4 new countries, including Republic of Moldova. But already from the experiences in the first pilot countries, we have some key learnings that are documented in a synthesis document. You can read on our website. But one of the key findings is there are a lot of data gaps. Another is that a lot of the attention focuses on trucking and offsite treatment, fecal sludge management. And it's very important. But if you have a very nice fecal sludge management system, but your septic tank has an overflow line that's draining to an open drain, you don't have safely managed sanitation. You have a public health problem. So I think there needs to also be good consideration of on-site inspections, which can reveal failings, leakages, inadequate containment, risks to public health in the environment. There's also a need for institutional clarity to know who has the mandate and the possibilities to monitor which regulations at what levels. And on the inspection front, I just wanted to mention that the WHO and JMP are developing a set of sanitation inspection checklists as a supplement to the guidelines on sanitation and health. These are similar to the water sanitary inspections, which complement the guidelines on drinking water quality. They're simple risk identifications, checklists, things that might go wrong, what kind of corrective measures could be taken to prevent them going wrong or to fix problems that happen. They're supported by simple fact sheets that talk about the design, the O&M, they have nice pictures. So these could be used in different ways for monitoring compliance or risk assessments or at a project scale. But I think to truly monitor on-site sanitation, you need to have this balance of some kind of assessment at the household level, at the tank level, could be an inspection, and then something collecting routine data about services of emptying and off-site treatment.